Hello and welcome to your Yoga Nidra practice. Let's get started by getting comfortable. Lay yourself down on your mat or your bed or your couch, maybe somewhere else today. Cover your body with a blanket. Support your head with a pillow. Sometimes it's nice to use an eye pillow or an eye mask, sock, sleeve, scarf, rolled down toque or hoodie, something to cover the eyes. Socks to keep your feet warm. Take some time here. Mindful time, mindful space to make yourself cozy, warm, supported, comfortable. And as you lay down, settle down into your Nidra nest, allow the body to get any wiggles out, any tense and releases, any shakes, shimmies, smiles, yawns, stick out your tongue, anything to get the wiggles of the day up and out. And once you feel comfortable, let your palms face up or down, maybe inward. The arms out long and wide to the sides of your body. Or you might even place one hand on your heart center, the other on your belly, maybe hands on hips. Whatever feels right, and that will always change. Making sure you feel fully supported from head to heels. Make sure you're warm enough and sense that symmetry on both sides of the body. If you haven't already, slowly bring your eyes to a seal, to a shut, and then begin to relax all of the muscles around the eyes. And allow this eye softness, this spaciousness through the eyes, to transfer into the space between your eyebrows. Now releasing any personality from your face. Release it again. Wash it away. Unclench your jaw, maybe allowing the teeth or even the lips to separate naturally. And allow the breath to continue to move, continue to flow all on its own. Do you feel comfortable? Find length in the back of your neck, length in the low back, the whole spine. Release any clench through shoulders, chest, belly, glutes, and legs. Toes flop. Body roots down. Body opens up to this practice and the space around you. As you allow your breath to continue to move and flow all on its own, could you start to observe the sound around you? Starting with sound outside of the space that you're in. Mind traveling from one sound to the other without any form of attachment. Just witness what you hear. Far away sounds to sounds you might hear in the space that you're in, floating from sound to sound as the observer. Now, could you refine, redefine your awareness to any sounds within yourself. The sound of your heart beating, and the sound of your breath entering and exiting your lungs. And allow your awareness to move, to flow even further inward to the less obvious sounds of your body, the vibration of your body. And from the center of your being, allow your sankalpa or intention to come forward. Maybe you'll use our collective sankalpa for today. Maybe, maybe not. Listen, and if it resonates, allow these words to be yours. I have everything I need. Repeating with me or after me, or allow my word to be yours, to be ours, right? I have everything I need. I have everything I need. I have everything I need. Feel the vibration of these words and allow them to illuminate your entire being, growing in intensity with every breath, every repetition. I have everything I need. Every cell aglow within you. Feel the aliveness of your entire body. And imagine your body as a warm white light, glowing and luminous. And then bring all of the energy of the warm, healing white light into the awareness of your right hand. Right hand, you might continue to feel warmth. You might feel a pulsing, a buzzing, tingling, a magnetism or radiance. You might not feel anything at all. That's okay too. Without altering the shape of the right hand, just notice what you feel there. And then allow the warm white light to glow, to focus, to flow into your right hand thumb. And let it travel to your second finger, third finger, right fourth finger glowing white, and fifth finger. Feel all five fingers glowing on the right hand. Feel the spark of all five fingertips. And from fingertips, allow the white light to drop into the palm of your right hand, moving, shifting through to the back of the hand, drifting to your wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, right shoulder, armpit, white light wanders to your right side rib cage, to the right side waist. Feel the white light in your right hip, thigh muscle, right knee, shin, ankle. Allow the white healing light to carry through the heel of your right foot, sole of the foot, top of your right foot, lighting up your right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, and right fifth toe. Feel the illumination of all five toes on the right foot. And from the tips of your right toes, allow the luminescent white light to travel all the way up the right side body. Feel the warmth, the glow, the healing of the white light on, in, and through your entire right side. Now, could you transfer this radiance of warm, bright, white light into the left side of your body, allowing the light to hone in and land on your left hand, noticing what sensation you feel here. Do you feel physical sensations, pulsing, heat, spark, brilliance, or buzz? What sensations, if any, are you aware of in your left hand? Now allow the white light to concentrate on and in your left hand thumb. Let light travel to your left second finger, third finger, left fourth finger, and fifth finger. Feel the white light glimmer in all five fingers. Feel the spark of all five fingertips, and descend this spark into the palm. Feel the white light flow back into the back of hand, drifting to your wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, left shoulder, armpit. Light wanders through your left side rib cage to left waist. Allow the white light to descend further to left hip, thigh muscle, knee, shin, ankle. Feel white buzz travel, carry through to the heel of your left foot, sole of the foot, and top of the left foot. White light illuminating your left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, and fifth toe. Feel the illumination of all five toes on your left foot. And from the tips of your toes, allow the warm white light to radiate all the way up the left side of the body. feel the warmth of the white light glowing on, in, and through the entire left side. Now let the white light shine into the back body. Feel your back body grounded and allow the warm white light to descend to your feet, specifically the soles of both feet. Feel the light rising to both heel, calves, the backs of both knees, brightening the back of your thighs, the glute, the back of your pelvis. Feel warm white light shining on your tailbone and sacrum. Allow the white light to flow gently up your spine, illuminating your lower back, middle back, and upper back, and traveling to both shoulder blades. Let the warm white light glow at the back of your heart, and then wander up through the back of your neck, the back of your head. Let the warm white light glow through the crown of your head. Now feel it melt down, travel down the front into your forehead, moving to the right eyebrow and the left eyebrow. Allow both eyebrows to light up. Feel the white light descend to your right eyelid, left eyelid, right cheek, left cheek, right ear, left ear, right side of your nose and right nostril, left side of your nose and left nostril, softening to your upper lip, lower lip, chin, jaw. Feel your tongue illuminated, the roof of your mouth, down through the inside channel of your throat. Warm white light drifts to the right side of your neck, left side of your neck, right collarbone, left collarbone, right side of your chest, left side of your chest. Allow the warm, sparkling white light to shine through your heart center and continue to ignite the right side rib cage, left side rib cage. Feel the glimmer of warm white light in your belly, becoming aware of the rise and fall of breath in your belly, your life force. Inhaling, belly rising. Exhaling, belly falling. Feel white light expanding on the in-breath, belly rises. white light condenses, hugs back inward as belly falls. And begin to count the breath backwards, starting at the number 11. Each inhale and exhale will be one cycle of breath. And you'll count 11 full cycles backwards, 11 down to 1. Inhale, belly rises, 11. Exhale, belly falls, 11. If you lose your count or finish early, just go back and start over at 11. Breath, light, and awareness, all journeying together. And let go of the count wherever you are. And find on the other side here a state of neutral. A neutral expanse here. And envision yourself underneath a night sky. The night sky is dark, and you see a few stars twinkling above you. There is a new crescent moon shining just a sliver of light. It is quiet, it is dark, still. The world around you is asleep. Call on and explore an experience of nighttime. Quiet, dark, still. Feel nighttime. Now release it and allow your mind to imagine and sense daytime. The brilliant sun illuminates the world around you. The sky is blue, a few clouds floating by. The world around you is bright, lively, active, and awake. There is light, movement, and sound. Call on an experience of daytime. Feel daytime. Now let it go. and let your mind shift and rock back and forth between these two sensations. First, feel the still, quiet darkness of night, and then the bright, busy day. Night, day. Night, day. Back and forth until you feel both starting to blend and braid together. On your next exhale, let that go. On your next inhale, draw your awareness up to third eye center, a neutral, cleansed state, a cleansed palate of the mind. Now, remember and recall a time when you felt restricted. Now allow this memory to transform into physical sensations in your body. Remembering when you felt restricted, then noticing how your body responds to a feeling of limitation. Where does this sensation form in the body? How is your breath influenced by feeling confined or restricted? What about your heartbeat? How is the body affected by restriction? Witness, feel, and then let it go. Now calling on a feeling of freedom, liberation. Remember a time when you felt completely free. Where do you feel this in your body? How does freedom feel? What sensations are forming through this feeling of being unbound, untethered, unrestricted? What shape does it take? How does your breath respond to being liberated? Do you feel it in your heart, your fingertips, your mind? Observe, witness, and let it go. Allow the awareness to travel back to your third eye. Find neutrality. Let the influence of both restriction and liberation dissolve. Resetting here, so you don't feel a pull in either direction. And from this place, imagine, sense, and feel the smell of peppermint, the taste of sour candy on your taste buds, the feeling of freshly cleaned sheets, a double rainbow, catching up with a friend you haven't talked to in ages, licking an envelope, the texture of Play-Doh in your hands, the color of this Play-Doh. Going on a long walk by yourself. A messenger of a hummingbird. The Statue of Liberty. A birthday card for you. Your father's voice. Your mother's hands. Completing a to-do list. A giant, glittery, bouncy ball. A giraffe napping. A grassy field on the edge of the woods. A grassy field on the edge of the woods. Now imagine yourself walking in a grassy field at the edge of the woods. You are barefoot and free. You feel a light, warm breeze dance across your skin. Birds are singing in the distance. The chatter of the world within the forest to your right. And as you continue to stroll through this grassy field, you notice that there's a part of the forest, the edge of the woods to your right, that's glowing. You squint your eyes a little, you pause, and you sense, you feel that there must be a bonfire, a fire of sorts, inside of the forest. So you walk towards the edge of the wood. This fire light, this glow drawing you like a moth to a flame. You reach the edge of the forest. You take a breath and you step inside. It only takes a few steps until you see a brilliant bonfire, encased and circled by large grandfather stone. A blazing fire snaps and crackles, radiating orange, red, yellow, blue, and the slightest green. You notice that there is someone seated, cross-legged, on the other side of the fire. You can't quite make them out yet. You see their shape, you can feel their energy, but the details of their face for now is blocked by the fire in front of both of you. You take a breath and pause to simply feel the energy of the fire, the forest, and this person seated on the other side. You slowly veer around to your right until you come face to face with this person. You see yourself, 3 years from now. She, he swivels a little and invites you to take a seat. Face to face, heart to heart, knees to knees, right beside this healing, crackling bonfire. Both your spines are tall, your shoulders relax, almost mirror images of one another. How old will you be in 3 years? Notice how relaxed you are, how at peace you are. You're the same but different, older but wiser. You look, you feel more free, unchained, unburdened. Your soul is liberated. And you, 3 years from now, with the sparkle in their eyes, looks at you and grabs both of your hands. They say, I know exactly what you're navigating through right now. And I know it feels heavy and confusing. One day you feel one way, the next the other. I know you feel a lack of clarity, a lack of certainty, but you're exactly where you need to be. The only way out is through. And with confusion, with these confronting feelings, comes clarity. The confusion, the heavy, gives birth to the light, to the clarity. All of the answers are being revealed. Now they want to share something pretty specific to you and the pages of the chapter of the book that you are on. They want to give you some guidance, direction, clarity, wisdom, love, to support you and guide you on your journey. You see them, you, 3 years from now. You look happier and healthier than you've ever been. You can feel that free soul, that free, liberated spirit. To get here, don't worry, you're already on your way. Remember this. Hear this. Feel this. What do they say? What are you meant to receive? You, 3 years from now, eyes still sparkling, places their right hand on your left cheek, and they say to you, we have everything we need. We have everything we need. We have everything we need. You share an embrace, maybe a bow, a wink, a high five. This is your journey. You share a moment of gratitude, of thanks, of love. You slowly rise back up. They stay seated now, once again facing the crackling fire. You walk around it and take one final look into the flames. What colors do you see? Notice in the sparks rising up to the sky. Written the words once again of your Sankalpa, starting to repeat it over and over as you walk back out through the forest towards the field. I have everything I need. Keep going. I have everything I need. Making your way through the woods, back out into the grassy field once again. Birds singing in the distance. The light, warm breeze dances across your skin, and you continue forward, barefoot and free. I have everything I need. Start to invite a more spacious breath into your lungs, finding more space, more length with each inhale and exhale. Start to slowly awaken the body by wiggling fingers and toes. Any wiggles, squiggles, shakes, shimmies, smiles, or sighs coming back into the body and into the space you're in. You can stay on your back, maybe find a big full body stretch before rolling over to your side, closing your practice in whatever way, whatever shape feels good for you. And then let your body melt back down into the support of the earth under you. Taking a few more breaths here into the whole body and into the heart space. Breathe here. Deep inhale. And exhale. Your spirit has always been free. Your spirit will always be free. The cages, the walls, the armors, the barricades of the mind are simply lessons to be learned. The only way out is through. And with my hands at my heart center, I bow to you. Our practice of online Nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend.